Welcome back to Midnight Mama. I am your host, Nicole Kumi, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about something I'm having a problem with, which is mom guilt. And not essentially that I am having problems with mom guilt in and of itself. I'm having trouble with the phrase mom guilt. And I know that I'm not the only person that feels this way. I know that there are plenty of moms out there that experience what we believe to be mom guilt and are always trying to find solutions to work through this so that we can find time to do things for ourselves and not be bogged down with the fact of feeling like we're doing something we shouldn't be doing or that we're taking away from something. And I know for me, in order to fully understand why something is bothering me, I tend to have to dig a little bit deeper and find the root cause of what my problem really is with this. So, if this is something that you've been experiencing, I want you to just kind of think for a moment, sit down wherever you are. Most of my listeners are between the ages of 30 and 45, most, not all, but I think that there is a large generational occurrence happening here. And I want to paint a little bit of a picture for you. I know for myself that when I hear the word guilt, it elicits this response, almost like this icky feeling, or you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing, right? It's your guilty pleasure. You're, getting involved in something that you shouldn't be doing, or it's bad for you, or it's wrong. And I disagree completely with that. And I have every right to do that. But I'm going to explain to you kind of why I feel that way and where this really started to resonate with me and how I am actively, consciously making decisions to remove this term from my vocabulary because I don't like it anymore. And it's really just starting to make me frustrated when I hear it. And because I work with so many women that are also in this space and going through these kinds of similar motions, I'm really putting a focus into reminding them that this is not actually what's happening and kind of just drawing the comparisons as far as how your thoughts lead to feelings and emotions. So buckle up. This is going to be a good one. So like I said, for most of us, so I'm 41. Nobody's counting really, but I am 41. So I come from a different generation of women. And when I was coming up in that era, many women were and still are. So I preface it with, I'm looking at majority. I recognize that there are anomalies to situations. There are always people that deviate from the typical things like that. So I am really speaking in majority terms. But what I have seen is 30 years ago, 40 years ago, mothers were primarily the stay-at-home mom. Some of them were working, you were working part-time for the most part. Again, this is the majority. So I recognize I didn't grow up that way. My mother always worked, and she always took care of home too. So we're going to kind of get into that a little bit. But I think for so many years, the responsibility of the children, of the home, of everything related to motherhood fell solely on the mom. The cooking, the cleaning, the activities, the homework, the child rearing, the discipline-ish. Lots of dads came home with the, hey, little Marky did this. Dad handles the situation. But for the most part, any and everything related to children and motherhood fell on the mom. So we were taught at a young age, whether subconsciously, indirectly, quite often through our own mothers and women in our lives' behaviors, that any time you took time out for yourself to do something for you, whether it was have a coffee with friends, have a drink with friends, go to the movies, go to the mall alone. Anytime you were doing that, you were experiencing mom guilt. Because in that scenario, in that generation, when you did take that time, somebody else was suffering at that loss. So, what do I mean by that? If a mother 40 years ago said she wants to take an aerobics class, somebody else had to watch her children, either a sitter, a grandparent, or the father if he was home. Somebody might not be getting their homework done. Someone might not have gotten a bath. Somebody might have had to walk home from school so that mom could do this, right? You're seeing the picture that I'm painting here. So the guilt was, my child is missing out on something, or somebody else has to do in place of me. And there was guilt associated with this. And it didn't just drum up one day and a mother was like, oh, it's mom guilt that I'm experiencing. History and what I know from some research is lots of the terms that have been coined associated with motherhood, such as mom guilt, even when you look at pregnancies, right? Geriatric pregnancies, elderly maternal age, those phrases were drafted by men. And not because men are the enemy. That's not the kind of podcast that this is. Everybody knows how I feel about my husband, my partner. But because it was a male-dominated time. The workforce was male-dominated. The OBs 40, 50 years ago were primarily, again, the majority, primarily men. So they were the ones coming up with these terms. Because I can't fathom that a group of women would sit at a table and say, she's 40 and she's pregnant. So you know what? Let's call her elderly. Oh, even better, let's coin this a geriatric pregnancy. I can't for the life of me picture that happening at any time with any women sitting at a table. So my guesstimate here is that this is where this phrase came from. And then one day, a mother was probably experiencing something that looked like, to a clinician or a psychiatrist or whomever at that time, some feelings associated with guilt around being a mom, hence the term mom guilt. And it almost gave reason for why you felt like this, which a lot of us need, right? Why am I feeling like this? Oh, you're feeling like this because you're tired. Why do I think like this? Oh, because you were brought up this way. So for a lot of moms, we need to understand why we're feeling or thinking specific things. So, here, you're experiencing mom guilt. Don't worry about that. It happens to everybody. It just kind of gave us like this really on the surface pass of everybody experiences this. And you're doing this because you just feel guilty. You're a mom. So that's a feeling that's associated with it. But the problem I have with that is that it's not correct. That phrase was given to remove accountability from anybody else in our lives to contributing to raising the children. Rather than saying, you know what, you're experiencing stress associated with handling all of the stuff on the home front. You're experiencing frustrations being the only active parent in your child's life. And again, this is not everybody's situation. And this is not a dog on dads. This is where this all started. So having a basic understanding of where this started and why is really helpful in understanding how to move forward with this and recognizing why this holds weight in our lives. Okay. So rather than sitting back and saying, you know what, you're experiencing this because you're really stressed out and you feel like anytime you take a break, a quote break, and go do something for yourself, somebody else is missing out on that time of yours. So rather than helping your child with homework, you engaged in aerobics class. Rather than packing your kids' lunch in the morning, you decided to meet a friend for coffee. So you should feel guilty that somebody else is not getting that time and that you're using that time for yourself. How silly does that sound? When it's broken down like that, it's like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. So for me, it's like, no, mom guilt actually isn't a thing. It was a phrase coined to kind of, for lack of better words, diagnose something, an experience, and remove all accountability from anybody else in our lives that was not helping with the child bearing responsibilities, the child rearing. A lot of things that moms experience, it put the onus back on us, right? Well, I mean, you're choosing to take care of yourself over taking care of your kids. You should feel guilty about that. You're choosing to have coffee with friends rather than choosing to help your own children. And you're putting all of this stress on a nanny, a grandparent, somebody else. And then that person was you know, hey, I can't do this. So and so, somehow that equals she doesn't care about her kids. Oh, she wakes up in the morning and works out, you know, must be nice to not have to take care of your own kids. Somehow we stopped assuming that moms were figuring this shit out and we started judging each other based on that. So this guilt then starts to eat away at you because you're like, you know, I feel really bad. And the notion is you don't actually feel really bad. You think that what is happening shouldn't happen. You think that you're taking time away. You think that you're choosing yourself over somebody else because somewhere along the lines you learned that. Somebody told you that, whether it was the media, your own parents, your spouse, your friends, your sisters, whoever it is in your life, somebody told you that, showed you that, or just transferred that into your brain. Because at the end of the day, your thoughts lead to your feelings, right? And I know this, and I know this very well, and I'll still laugh because sometimes I'll say to my husband, "You're making me feel like," and he just kind of turns his head to the side, and I'm like, "Don't." Because in all actuality, he can't make me feel anything. He can't make me feel guilty. I think that what I'm doing is not okay. And I think what I'm doing is taking time away from my children or from my spouse. That mom guilt isn't just associated with your kids, it's associated with your spouse. Experience this guilt, not necessarily feel it. Experience this guilt when we think like we're taking away from somebody else in order to take care of ourselves. And that is the problem. That is where we need to put our focus on shifting that narrative, shifting the perspective, because at the end of the day, like I tell all the women that I work with, you are not guilty by reason of necessity. It is necessary for you to step outside of your home. It is necessary for you to do things that feel good. You are a mother. That is just an assumed additional identity. That is not a loss or a supplement of anything. And we get very confused with that. Yeah, that it is really difficult to actually find time to do things for yourself, let alone find additional time. So that's already a struggle. But then the answer isn't to just pull back and do nothing for yourself to make sure that you are available and ready for everybody else. That is why when we're not engaged in self-care practices or doing things that make us feel good, we're not showing up as the best version of ourselves for our spouses, for our children, for the people in our lives, for anything. Because somewhere along the lines, there was this thought that anything you did outside of your home that wasn't for your spouse, for your kids, or for the betterment of your house, you shouldn't be doing it. And then, like I said, along came the judgment. And then we started fearing this. We started feeling shamed. And I could think back many times in my life when I heard somebody in my life say something about a mom that wasn't with her kids, right? Must be nice. She's out again. Oh, I'd love to have her life. Or look at this. And she's always on the go. She's always doing something. Why did we assume that that was an easy decision for her? Why did we assume that she just picked up and ran away and just went out to and had coffee with her friends? God forbid. Now, I also recognize that there were some mothers that were poor role models, and there's a variety of reasons why. And that's not what we're going to talk about. But the reality is, we often assume when we see a mother doing something for herself, even as a mom, we still cast judgment. Must be nice that she has help. Oh, I wish I could do that. I'd look like her if, without ever knowing all of the factors that are involved, right? She might be looking back at us, saying she wished she had our life. But we're so quick to judge each other rather than sharing resources and suggestions and seeing another mom struggling to find time to fit herself into her own schedule. We just sit back and cast our judgment and our wide web of shame and all other sorts of things that happen. But just as we learned at an early age, or we saw, or was embedded into our brains, the same things happen with our partners. They don't just say, "I don't want to help you," or "No, not going to be an active participant in this marriage." For the most part, again, the majority, and I recognize that I have a privilege in this, but I'm not shameful for that. I chose my partner based on what I wanted to see in our relationship later in life with our own kids. That's why that's very important. Choosing a partner well and recognizing you're really going to need each other at some point. So I'm not ashamed, and I don't back away and say, you know, I don't want to talk about it because I have it good. I have a strong partner, and it takes the two of us communicating effectively to make sure that we're getting what we need from each other so that we can both show up the best way that we need to for our kids. So that guilt is a thought that enters into your brain because of something you saw, learned, or were shown. Now, I mentioned at the beginning, I didn't grow up that way. My mom was not stay-at-home mom. My mom worked. So I saw that it was possible. And I saw that there were challenges too. And I saw what worked and what didn't work in my house, or the challenges and barriers that my parents had to overcome from time to time. And I took note of that along the way. Now, I'm sure there were plenty of times and things my mom's did when she experienced guilt. She thought, I shouldn't be doing this because of. But she also recognized how wildly important it was for her to take that time away. And she wasn't going on weekend trips, things like that. But yeah, maybe she was having lunch with a friend. Maybe she was having an early dinner. My mom always made sure, no matter what she did, we were taken care of. And I think that that's what so many of us are doing right now. But I really want to see us get away from this habit of just constantly sitting in the space of guilt. It is not going to do anything for you. And it doesn't make you a hero to say, I don't take care of myself because I put my kids first. That's not a flex. It's not anymore. And so many people still thrive in that space and think about it. But what I love seeing is these women coming out now and saying, like, yeah, I wake up 40 minutes earlier. I sacrifice my sleep so I can take care of myself. The reason many of us do that is because of those thoughts of guilt when we experience that. Because at least if I'm working out when everybody's sleeping, nobody needs anything from me. I'm not taking away from anybody else to add value to my life. And I recognize that that probably is not always the best stance, but that's what works for me. And that's what works for so many other women. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about finding a reasonable accommodation to reduce the amount of guilt we're experiencing. And quite frankly, eradicate that term from our vocabularies. Because now many of us have supportive partners. Many of us are choosing who we want to have a family with, right? Lots of research to protect, prevent, do all the things that are not necessary. And again, I recognize that a lot of that comes with specific privileges, access to healthcare, access to preventative means, awareness, insight to some of this. But the reality is, at the end of the day, we're flipping the script on what is necessary, and we're prioritizing our mental health and our partner's mental health. Because at the end of the day, when I get up and I take care of myself, whether it's a workout, a walk, journaling, meditating, whatever it is that I'm choosing to do to enhance myself, I know it's making everybody else better. So even if I don't get up at 5, right? Say it's a weekend and God forbid I slept in and now I'm awake. I know that feeling that presents like, shit, I've got to hurry up and get this done before the kids grow up. Get up. And they're going to grow up too at some point, and that's going to flash, right? But there's like that immediate response is like, oh, I have to hurry up. And then it's stopped. I intercept that thought. And I'm like, why? Why do you have to hurry up? Because you'd actually have to ask your husband to keep an eye on the kids or get them ready? That's silly. And it's typical. So many of us feel that way. I know a lot of you listening right now are probably into health and fitness. And I know you probably experience this. I've got to get this in when the baby naps, right? And that's for many different reasons, right? Because I also want to focus and I don't want the baby waking up. I don't want kids crawling around while I'm trying to lift weights. And for me, it's a different persona. When I'm down in my basement, I'm working on me. I have a different ego. I am not Nicole Kumi, their mother. I am somebody completely else that has no responsibilities at all. And that works for me. It takes conscious effort for me to say, stop thinking that. Get up, communicate with your spouse. Hey, I slept in. Are you cool if I go down and get a workout in? Sometimes, 99% of the time, he's like, go for it. Do what you got to do. And that helps. That helps me feel less and less on pins and needles. Like, hey, do you mind? One time out of a million, he might say, "Can you wait till we get done with breakfast? Because I want to take a shower or I want to do something." It's never because he's like in expecting or anticipating that I take care of the kids. And that's because we communicate. What do you need from me? What do I need from you? How are we going to make this work? Where can we cut corners, do whatever is necessary for us to survive? But that is where that communication piece comes into play. And then, because you know what else we're really doing at the end of the day? We're modeling to our children what it looks like to be in a partnership, to know that mommy and daddy do things for themselves and that's not a problem. Daddy knows what mommy needs, mommy knows what daddy needs. So we're breaking that pattern so that when and if my daughter chooses to have children later in life, she's going to know we share the responsibility. And my mom never felt guilty, until she listens to this podcast one day. But for the most part, she's going to say, like, my mom did a lot of this stuff and it worked for her. And my son, whatever path he chooses, if he chooses to have kids and a partner and all of that, he'll also recognize that his place is to be supportive and understanding. And that's really what it's about. So when you find yourself in this space where you're really experiencing the guilt, you got to stop and look inward at what you're thinking. Why are you thinking this way? Why is this guilt presenting itself? And how can you intercept that thought? Why are you feeling guilty? And our dads feel guilty too, a lot of times. They might be working late. They might be commuting. I had a friend whose husband used to commute and he was gone 3 nights out of the week. And a friend of ours said, must be nice for him. Why do we assume that he likes that? Why do we assume that he's happy being away from his family? Because sometimes we want a break, right? Of course. So we project that outwards. And he could easily be telling his friends, and his friends are like, so she just gets to stay home and not work. Must be nice. Nobody's situation is better than the other. Everybody needs to do what works for them. And when you find your footing in that process and you start to engage in like a daily routine and healthy habits, and that communication piece is there, you start eliminating the thoughts of guilt. Because at the end of the day, this is necessary for me and for my family to be able to do the things that we do. And if I am holding true to tradition and culture and how things are operating, the moms are still responsible for a lot of the stuff in the home, right? Making sure it gets done. But the cool thing now is there's open communication and a split of responsibilities. There are things my husband does that I don't do at home. It's just what it is. There's things that I do that he doesn't do. But the difference is we can both do it. We have just divided those responsibilities. But we didn't just decide or let society tell us, this is what he's going to do. This is what you're going to do. We talked about it. We made a clear plan for ourselves and we reevaluate that plan. Hey, cooking dinner 7 nights a week stresses me the fuck out. Can you help? Can you do this? Yeah, sure. I'll cook one night. Let's order in 2 nights. Cool. Then guess what? On the nights that we're ordering out, I don't feel guilty if I want to go for a walk after dinner because I don't have to clean anything up. I don't have to prepare anything. So maybe I can work a little later that day. It all ebbs and flows. But when you sit in that space of guilt and you pull back from doing anything beneficial for your personal growth, which indirectly affects the growth and positivity and experience of everybody in your family, you're limiting yourself. I encourage you to stand up and say, this is what I need to do. And when those feelings, those thoughts of guilt enter into your mind, remind yourself how important and crucial taking care of yourself is for you and for your family. Somebody says to me, like, don't you ever feel guilty? Don't you ever, feel like you should be doing something else? I absolutely tell the truth. Of course, I feel guilty about things. I also learn how to give the space available to feel those things, intercept them, and move forward so that it happens less and less and less. And that's really what the goal is. You're not going to be able to wipe out the thought completely. But if you're aware that it's happening, you identify it when it comes in and you start putting things in there to intercept that and shift your perspective, you will see it reduce. And the less you think about something being wrong or thinking that you're doing something that's taking away from other people, the more inclined you'll be to keep participating in it, which obviously yields benefits for everybody around you. So if you're stuck in the cycle of the mom guilt, use some of these tools and see if that's an effective strategy for you. I always invite you to book a call and see if there's a potential for us to work together to implement some of these things, which I know are extremely challenging. Sometimes it's so hard to see how deep you are when you're in it, and having another set of eyes come in and strategize can be really beneficial for you. Hang in there, Mama, and we'll talk soon.